Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
Levi and Ivy were sitting inside their house one summer day because it was raining outside. They were feeling pretty bored when their dad walked into their playroom holding a big, dusty cardboard box. He was using his time inside to clean out the attic, but it was no ordinary rainy day. This was the fifth rainy day in a row, a whole rainy week in the middle of the summer. Levi and Ivy wanted nothing more than to be outside doing fun summer activities that they loved. But instead, they were forced to sit inside and only imagine all the fun they could be having if the weather was nice. "Hey, kids, don't look so bored," said their dad, trying to bring some energy into the room. "There's a lot of fun stuff you can do on a rainy day." "No, there isn't," whined Levi as he laid on the couch. "Yeah, he's right. This is the most boring day in the history of boring days," added Ivy. "We already played all our board games, drew a ton of pictures, made 3 forts, and baked 1,000,000 cupcakes with Mom," said Levi. "We just want to go outside and run around," said Ivy. Levi and Ivy's dad could see that his kids were not feeling much like playing inside anymore. "I know it's been a long week, but the weather is supposed to be much nicer tomorrow," began their dad. "You have just one more afternoon inside." "Yay," said Levi in a less than enthusiastic tone. "Sorry, Dad, it's not your fault. We just don't know what to do." "Well, maybe I can help," said Levi and Ivy's dad, putting down the box he was holding on the coffee table in front of his very bored kids. Inside were a bunch of different toys that Levi and Ivy's dad played with when he was about their age. He thought maybe playing with some new toys from the olden days, as Levi and Ivy called the time when their parents were kids, would be fun for them. "Why not check out all my old toys?" suggested Levi and Ivy's dad. "You could have a lot of fun. Give it a try. I have some more work to do in the attic, and then I'll make lunch." "Okay, Dad. Sounds good," said Levi, wanting to at least give his dad's suggestion a try, hoping it would give him and Ivy something to do. "Thanks, Dad," added Ivy as she started to look through the box. She took out some board games, something called moon shoes that look like tiny trampolines that you wear on your feet, some cute stuffed animals called beanie babies, and tiny cardboard discs called pogs. Levi and Ivy looked through the cardboard box, yawning as they did. Nothing in there was particularly interesting to them, and compared to their high-tech video games, which they were also tired of playing, the olden days toys just didn't hold their attention. That was until they saw something mysterious looking. Levi lifted a blue, unmarked container out of the cardboard box and placed it on the coffee table. It was covered in dust and looked very different from all the other toys. He then lifted the lid from the container, showing off what was inside. "Puzzle pieces?" said Ivy, not expecting to see them. "I kind of like puzzles. And since we put together all the puzzles we have here about 1,000,000 times this week, maybe it would be fun to put this one together." Levi agreed reluctantly. However, quickly noticed that as he was taking out the pieces, that this was no ordinary puzzle. "They're all blank," said Levi, sounding surprised. "All the puzzle pieces are blank." Ivy flipped the pieces back and forth, confirming that there was no picture on either side of any of the pieces. That's also when she noticed the only writing on the box. "These pieces are all blank, it's true, but a secret sits and waits for you. On days when nothing seems like fun, this game will be your favorite one. Put them together and you will see your favorite things in 1, 2, 3! Levi and Ivy were so excited by the instructions on the mysterious box. They didn't say a word to each other, but instead started to separate the puzzle pieces. Then, once they had them in 3 piles, wiggly edges, corner pieces, and wiggly with some flat sides, they got started putting the puzzle together. It was definitely the most difficult puzzle they had ever done, since they had no picture to go off of. But they kept at it because they were so excited to see what the rhyming riddle instructions meant. And that day, more than ever, they needed a little adventure. Levi placed his final piece onto the puzzle, and Ivy did the same. "So what happens now?" asked Ivy, staring at the puzzle. "I know. I thought we were supposed to magically see all our favorite things once all the blank pieces were put together," added Levi. They each sat in front of the puzzle for a minute as Levi read the rhyming instructions over again. Then he suddenly had an idea. "I think we have to count to three," said Levi, holding up the box lid with the instructions on it. Ivy agreed with him as they looked at the puzzle, and together they counted. "Come on, friends, count with me. 1, 2, 3. Great job." That's when the puzzle pieces began to glow.
"We did it!"
exclaimed Ivy.
"I can't wait to see what the puzzle will be," said Levi.
But before he could blink, a bright light filled the room and they both covered their eyes. When they opened them back up, they certainly had saw some of their favorite things. But they weren't looking at the puzzle anymore. They were in the puzzle. And funny enough, that wasn't the strangest thing that was going on at the moment. As they each looked around at the amazing magical world they had landed in, they noticed something completely bizarre.
"Oh my goodness!" shouted Levi, looking at Ivy. "You're a unicorn!"
Ivy looked down to see that Levi was telling the truth, and she could have not been more excited. That was because unicorns were Ivy's favorite thing. Once Ivy got over the fact that she was her favorite mythical creature, she looked up to see that Levi wasn't exactly looking the way he usually looked.
"Oh my goodness!" shouted Ivy, looking at Levi. "You're a dinosaur!"
Levi looked down and saw that Ivy was telling the truth, and he could have not been more excited. That was because dinosaurs were his favorite thing. Realizing that this was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, they took full advantage of the magical puzzle world and ran all around. The day was bright and full of sunshine, something they had been missing for the past week.
"Wow, can you believe it?" asked Levi. "The puzzle really is magic. Put them together and you will see your favorite things in 1, 2, 3.
Ivy couldn't help but smile as she ran over the rolling hills in front of her, her pink, blue, and purple unicorn mane waving in the warm breeze behind her. And as she ran, Levi stomped, following her as a towering T-Rex. As they moved through the magical puzzle world, they saw something up ahead. It was a castle, and they each knew they had to explore it. They ran towards the giant stone structure and were only a few steps away when they heard a loud, ferocious roar.
"Wow, what was that?"
called out Ivy as she stopped in her tracks.
"Unfortunately, I think I know," began Levi with a nervous tone. "It's not quite a dino roar, but very close. It's a dragon."
Ivy looked very nervous and hid behind her brother. It was then that they saw the dragon in the castle courtyard, but the dragon wasn't alone.
"Levi, do you see that little boy?"
asked Ivy, sounding nervous.
"He looks scared. We have to help him."
Levi agreed immediately and knew that if they worked together, they could get the little boy away from the dragon. That's when they carefully and cautiously walked towards the castle courtyard, trying not to make too much noise. As they looked around the corner into the courtyard, they saw that the dragon had walked away for a moment. They quietly shouted to the little boy, who looked so excited to see him.
"Oh, wow! I'm so happy to see you both!" called out the little boy. "My name is Henry, and this dragon won't let me leave. Can you help me?"
Levi and Ivy nodded their heads to let the little boy know that they would do all they could. However, at that moment, they didn't really know what their next move would be. It was then that the dragon stomped back into the courtyard, shaking the ground as he went. He was very energetic and moved quickly through the courtyard. However, as he went on his way, Ivy noticed something that could help him.
"Levi, the dragon keeps yawning. He looks exhausted," said Ivy. "He's moving around so much trying to keep himself awake. I think he knows if he falls asleep, then Henry will try and leave."
"Good detective work," answered Levi.
"We need to get the dragon to fall asleep, and then we can get Henry out of here."
So they went right to work. They didn't have anything with them that they could use to stop the dragon from moving around, but maybe the dragon did.
"Levi, what if we tie his long tail to one of these huge stone pillars in the courtyard?" asked Ivy.
"I really think if he stops moving, he'll fall right to sleep."
"Sounds like a good enough plan to me," said Levi.
The plan they came up with had Ivy wander into the courtyard to distract the dragon, while Levi grabbed the dragon's tail and tied it to the pillar to slow him down and hopefully get him to fall asleep. And lucky for them, their plan worked perfectly. Henry could have not been more excited as he watched the very tired dragon settle down and fall asleep in the middle of the courtyard after not being able to get his tail untied from the stone pillar. As the dragon snored, Levi and Ivy asked Henry how he got there. "I was just walking through the forest outside the castle when the dragon swooped down, picked me up, and brought me into the castle courtyard," began Henry. "He told me he just wanted a friend to play with and that there were no other dragons here." Levi and Ivy felt bad after hearing the dragon's story, and so did Henry. "He should have just asked me to play, but it's still sad that he feels lonely," says Henry. "Maybe we can do something for him before we leave." Levi, Ivy, and Henry thought about what they could do as the dragon slept. As they sat outside the castle courtyard, Henry suddenly stood up and walked toward a nearby flower garden. "Do you see that?" he said, pointing toward something sticking out from under a rose bush. It was a blue, unmarked box, and Levi and Ivy knew what it was immediately. "Another magic puzzle!" Levi and Ivy exclaimed together. "We can put it together and make a wish for a dragon to get his favorite thing," said Levi. "Perfect," replied Ivy. "He can get a friend." Levi and Ivy explained to Henry how the magic puzzle worked and how it brought them here to help him. He loved that the puzzle could give the dragon the friend he wanted, and they all got to work putting it together. Once the puzzle was completed, they all closed their eyes and counted. "Count with me again, friends. 1, 2, 3. Great job. And that's when the puzzle pieces began to glow. A bright light filled the area around them. And when they opened their eyes, there standing in front of the three friends was a giant friendly dragon. Levi, Ivy, and Henry all smiled, knowing that when the other dragon woke up, he would be greeted with a new friend. Henry walked along with Levi the dinosaur and Ivy the unicorn as they made their way back to the spot where they had first entered this magical world. There they found one last blue, unmarked puzzle box. As much as Henry loved meeting Levi and Ivy, and as much as they loved being their favorite things for a day, they all knew they had to get back home. So with sad hearts, they each worked to put the puzzle together. "It was great to meet you," said Henry as he put down his last blank puzzle piece. "We really liked meeting you too," said Levi. "I'm so glad we could help you and that dragon," added Ivy. "I hope you have a great trip back home." "You too," said Henry as Levi and Ivy paced their last puzzle pieces as well. They each gave each other a smile and counted together to 3 as the puzzle began to glow. They each closed their eyes, and when they opened them, Levi and Ivy were back home in the playroom, and they could only imagine that Henry was back home as well. It was then that Levi and Ivy heard their dad calling them. "Hey, kiddos, the rain stopped early," he shouted as he walked into the playroom. Levi and Ivy were still a little stunned, having just returned from being in the magical puzzle. But even that couldn't stop them from running outside to enjoy the sunshine. They asked their parents if they could run down to the park before lunch, and they said that would be fine. As they got to the park, they saw lots of their friends who were also happy to be outside again after all the rain. After they were saying hello, they noticed a little boy who they had never seen there before. But strange enough, he also seemed familiar to them. As Levi and Ivy walked toward the little boy, they both stopped at exactly the same time and said with excited voices, "It's Henry!" They ran over to him and introduced themselves. It turned out that he had just moved to their town and had something interesting to tell them. "Wow, I know this is going to sound weird, but even though this is my first time meeting you both, I feel like we've already met," said Henry. "We understand completely," answered Levi and Ivy together. The three friends walked over to the playground, and as they did, Henry asked if Levi and Ivy liked unicorns and dinosaurs, because they were some of his favorite things. "We definitely do," said Levi with a big smile. "We also love puzzles," giggled Ivy as she gave her brother and Henry a knowing look. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening. We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.